Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. There's word from the White House that President Donald Trump has approved a plan to impose harsh tariffs on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It was a Trump campaign pledge to try to even the trade imbalance between the two countries, and it follows allegations that Beijing steals or pressures foreign companies to hand over technology. China's been planning retaliatory tariffs, and this economic struggle could interfere with diplomatic efforts to get North Korea to abandon its nuclear weapons. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The UN General Assembly adopted a resolution this week calling for protection for Palestinian civilians living under Israeli occupation after the U.S. blocked a similar measure in the Security Council. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley rebuked the General Assembly for using its time to criticize Israel instead of addressing other situations.
The nature of this resolution clearly demonstrates that politics is driving the day. It is totally one-sided. It makes not one mention of Hamas, who routinely initiates violence in Gaza.
While the resolution does not explicitly name Hamas, it does condemn all acts of violence against civilians, including acts of terror. AT&T, the number two wireless carrier, Thursday closed its $85 billion deal to acquire media company Time Warner, Inc., after U.S. antitrust regulators indicated they would not seek a delay. The deal was opposed by President Donald Trump. AT&T was sued by the Trump Justice Department, but won approval from a judge to move forward with the deal on Tuesday following a six-week trial. This is VOA. People around the United States hit